coming. Your big foot you pushing. And see how you close up
the legs of my brand new tennis shoes on. Boy, 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 remember I want you. Boy, 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 see what you do.
It's a brand new shoe, mommy say it should use. You just come in, your big foot you pushing.
You feeling the carnival now? Trudy, you feeling it now?
I'm trying. Trudy, I see you.
I myself trying to get some lal in there.
I can see you trying to set the mood, Carlton.
Yeah, boy, of course. I trying to get some lal in there because you know that is my time, Trudy. That is my time. I see you have your carnival look. I mean, those of you who are, you know, online, you will see a beautiful... My co-host looks this morning. I mean, she's always beautiful, but those eyes are popping this morning.
To get in the mood, Captain.
Yes. And the carnival season is coming. It's coming to a close. We for Carnival Monday and Tuesday street jump-ups. And it's like every night there is a fete.
Yes, yes.
Last night was Buyo night.
Buyo night. Night before was Piper's Step, Lagos Street Jam. Yes. Sunday there was wine down and there was Maho opening and back-to-back events. It's back-to-back events. Good morning, of course, to all our listeners here on Q95 FM. Good morning, Carlton, I cannot keep up with the events because I'm not young again, you know. I'm leaving that for you.
Well, trust me, I can keep up with them too. I can say, well, in the remaining events that's happened, I'm going to Calypso Finals, if God spares my life,
right,
on Saturday evening. I will be at Sauce and Punch on Saturday, on Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Monday morning, Juve, for sure.
Okay.
Monday afternoon, Cluebirds with Signal Band.
Oh, wow.
On a Tuesday, my costume band, the best costume band ever, Pulse.
Wow.
Yeah, we always pulsing.
Wow.
We keep you alive.
Wow.
There is no life without a pulse. And when you join Pulse, you definitely get life. And so it's my third year playing with Pulse, and you really, truly feel like a family, you know, when you join Pulse. I hope next year you'll be able to join us.
Mm.
I want to say good morning to my partner, Robinson, who has been doing a superb job managing the Pulse family.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure Lincoln as well.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah, man. This
good morning, Linky.
Yeah, these guys work really, really, really hard
to
bring out an excellent product. And I mean, it's the experience. It's one thing to wear a costume and not feel like you're a part of the team. But when you get into Pulse, it's like we've known each other forever.
Family vibes.
Yes. Yeah. It's a good, good, good vibes. And you know, we have the big, big, big band this year.
Mm.
WCK.
Wow.
Yes, playing for us this year.
Wow.
And so we're going to get the songs of yesteryears.
The old school.
Yes, the new vibes. Mm-hmm. So it's a big people's thing.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine. I haven't joined a band per se maybe since my 20s, which is, you know, a few years ago. But this year I made the decision to join the Juve band, Lumination Signal Band, because I'm a big fan of Buyo and I'm a big fan currently of Signal Band.
Yes.
I have transitioned from my days of being a WCK diehard fan to now being a Signal Band. I'm an extreme fan. So I decided to take that jump and join Lumination. So that's the only thing, I'll be going to Queen Show, to Calypso Show, doing commentary there. But the only band I would say I have joined is that Juve experience, Lumination.
Yes.
So let's see if I have the stamina, for Lumination, but I envision it's going to be a grand affair.
Yes, and Trudy, we've been seeing many Dominicans returning home.
Yes.
You know, you walk through the streets of Rose, or even many of our communities, and we're seeing many, many people returning home to celebrate Mass Dominic 2024, the real Mass, as it is called.
We'd say the diaspora. They're here.
And I suspect we will have cruise ships on those
on Carnival
days.
Day?
Yes,
on Carnival,
generally,
okay.
Yes, and so we expect a few of them to maybe be enjoying themselves with us and vibes. But what are you looking for most now that Carnival is winding down in terms of the season? What are you looking forward most to seeing in the next couple of days?
I am a pageant enthusiast. Yes. I will be doing commentary at the pageant, at the Queen Show, the National Queen Show. And I am also a Calypso enthusiast, used to judge, and now I do commentary. So these two events are the highlights of Carnival season for me. To see who will capture the Carnival Queen title and to see who will capture the Calypso Monarch title. This is the highlight. Tough. Yes, that's the highlight of Carnival. So once Thursday evening, that's the Carnival Queen Show, and Saturday night, the Calypso Monarch, the Calypso Finals. Once these two shows have gone, Carnival essentially been sealed for me. True. You know, who will reign supreme over Carnival 2024? Who will be the queen? Who will be the monarch? That's the highlight for me. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. And I think this year, very interestingly, people of course have their favorites for both competitions that I mentioned. But this year, I feel, is a very
tough
year in terms of, I feel like there can be surprises in terms of capturing the Queen title, in terms of capturing the Calypso Monarch title. There's no... People have their favorites, as I said, but it's an open race. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it fun, the competition being wide open.
True. I have worked on the Queen Show committee for a couple of years, selecting women who want to vie for Miss Dominica, and I must say that this year the group is a very interesting group.
Yes,
it's a long time we've not seen a group that seemed to be head on. Like all the girls they're well spoken, they seem to have they're in this to you. It's not easy. You cannot just say, well, you know, I believe this one is going to win this year. No,
it's
not as predictable like maybe some years gone by.
Right.
You know, you'd have seen, you know, cases where this person seemed to have that edge. The Calypso show, it's tough too.
Yes.
It is really, really tough. And I find this year... there are a lot this year. This actually today is our Carnival edition, so we're talking a lot about Carnival. But I find this year's Calypsos, the topics are quite diverse. Yes, you have the local politics entrenched in some of the songs in terms of the lyrics, but I find, you know, that song about change from Joy Stout. It's a wonderful song. I think it's a song that can be played all year round, any time of the year. And even Tasha P's first song is quite similar in terms of almost like a similar message. Don't give up. Mari, Webster Mari too, has a similar song, like almost saying, don't give up. One more chance. So I find a lot of the songs are very motivational this year. You can almost identify with the lyrics and may even use some of the content to even motivate somebody and use it as a almost like a pep talk. So I find this year the songs are quite interesting. They're very value laden, and again, as they would say, our guest is. Your guest is
as good as mine.
Yes, we really do. I think all we have to do is to support. One of the things too that I want to comment about is that I have heard many of our local journalists and interviewers ask many of the Calypsonians questions about their songs and their contribution this year to Calypso. And one of the things I must say is that I like the camaraderie among the Calypsonians. No one have criticized, even when, you know, the interviewer may ask, you know, do you think you're going to win? Many of them are always modest and, you know, say that there are many great songs this year. All of the competitors have come on with their A team and great songs, and let's see what happens at the night. So I like that mutual respect, and some way, somehow, they have supported each other. Even if they want to emerge the winner. Mm-hmm. But the mutual respect is commendable.
Yeah, I agree with you, Carlton. I interviewed on another program, another station, the three female competitors mm-hmm. in the finals this year. That's Joyce Stout, Tasha Peltier, and Shanice Langford, the three lady Calypsonians in the finals. And it was like they were three sisters, yeah, you know. So there was definite support amongst that group of ladies. And I see you have noticed it among mm-hmm. the bigger group of finalists. So that augurs well for the competition. I mean, it will be competitive, but at the same time, there is some good energy amongst the group.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And let us say congratulations to the new Miss Princess Dominica.
Yes,
Miss, you have
the princess Muriel Blanchard from the Convent Prep.
Yes,
and then Miss Teen Dominica is now Miss Shakaya from the Dominica Grammar School.
We had the Buyo Monarch.
Uh-huh.
The teen Buyo Monarch.
Yes, that is.
From PSS.
Yes.
For secondary school. I can't remember her name.
I'm remembering her song, Cut Them Off.
Yes.
Moxie, her calypso, her stage name is Moxie. She had gone up for Miss Teen last year from the Portsmouth Secondary School. Yes. And this year she is the Buyo Monarch.
Yes.
And Tice Faustin, Mighty T from the St. Mary's Academy is the Calypso.
Yes.
Junior Calypso Monarch.
Yes.
So the juniors, the young people, have had their competitions, and this weekend it's the grown ups.
Yes.
Yes.
And then not forgetting as well, Kiddies Carnival is Sunday. Sunday afternoon is Kiddies Carnival, and so it's a time when children can have a safe space among their peers. Their appropriate music is often played for them too. And they can really have their own little carnival. It usually starts on the Bayfront and it goes all the way up through Kennedy Avenue, I think. Yes. And goes all the way up to the stadium. And so we want the many children to come out and enjoy themselves as they celebrate Mass Dominica as well. Because I don't bring my daughter to carnival Monday and Tuesday.
Okay, but you bring her to the Sunday.
Yes.
Okay.
And my reason is that I think some of the vibes are a little too heavy for her.
Okay.
And so I prefer to have her for the kiddies. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards,
Yes,
that's it. But today we are focusing on Carnival Mass Dominic 2024, the real mass. We will be giving you some health tips as to what you need to do as you revel, as you enjoy Carnival, which is one of our cultural products here on the island. We want you to be safe. We want you to be alive come Ash Wednesday. We want you not to be hospitalized.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you as well to take some precautions, even in terms of your property.
Oh, yes.
Yes, because it's a time where many wicked people tend to look around trying to see what they can take illegally. Mm-hmm. From many of us who would be out of our house, out for many hours. You want to make sure that your premises are secured. You want to make sure that the iron didn't stay on because you were so excited and you forgot that iron on.
Mm-hmm.
And while you're in that band, you know, you get a call telling you, you know, your house is on fire, or you did not leave that gas, you know.
Yeah, the gas on.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, and you want to ensure that you have lights on, you leave a TV on, you leave some music on in the house while you're out, you release the dogs in the yard. You don't want to keep them tied because, you know, somebody comes there, they might back, but somebody might more likely, you can shoot them, they can hit them with a piece of 2x4, you know, and disable them. But you want to make sure that your dogs are loose, that they have latitude to take down somebody if they do come in the yard. You want to make sure that you have a presence in the house. I've heard the police say that time and time again, it is not advisable to leave the house in total darkness with no type of resemblance of a presence in the house and go out. You are more likely to get your house you know.
And not just your house. There's also the safety of your vehicle.
That's true.
And, you know, we can also talk about that, you know, in terms of where you park, how you leave your vehicle, what you leave exposed in that vehicle. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, people are also victims of break-ins to the vehicles. Mm-hmm. This has definitely happened to me during a festive time. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a hit and run 1 year with Calypso Finals when it was held at Portersville Savannah. I was parked right outside of Bullseye Pharmacy. And when I came, my entire side facing the road was just totally bruised out.
Wow.
And so it happens where people can be, no one leaves a note to say, well, okay, this call this number. And so, you know, these things will happen and you want to be very, very much cautious. But as we talk about health and wellness and going out, it's a time where we must talk about food safety.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's many of us, we leave home sometimes not having eaten a meal, and that's the first error that we make, first mistake. We must make time to eat.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Most of us will be drinking. We'll have a drink or two, an alcoholic drink preferably. You want to ensure that there is food in your stomach to minimize stomach irritation, upset stomach, bloating, which could result in vomiting, nausea. So you want to make sure that you've eaten food, good food, healthy food, and the right quantity of food as well.
And Carlton, also, if you're going to be going out for a prolonged time, you know, you're going out and you have several maybe food allergies. You're someone who suffers from food allergies. You don't want to depend on buying food outside only if you know you're someone who has certain things that you must avoid, because buying food from vendors, oftentimes you cannot make you really cannot be sure exactly what ingredients are in there, particularly, as I said, if you have several food allergies. So it's a good idea to eat, you know, before you leave, or make sure that at least you have had something before you leave home, so that you can you know, survive and maybe buy basic things when you go out. But in terms of your meal, you've had that, you know, before you leave home.
I like that. You know, someone was saying that one of the things that they do, and I picked that up really well, you know, like me, I really try not to eat out during festive seasons, like all the barbecue by the road and so forth. I'm not discrediting their in terms of their quality, but for me, I don't really do that. So someone was saying what you can do is go to a shop, buy some crisps, buy two cheese, a piece of cheese, or a Vienna sausage in the can, or you can buy 2 cube cheese and you eat that, you know, you have that with a malt or some whatever beverage, you know, that you want, and you know you can rest yourself, that most likely you're safe. Mm-hmm. You're safe with that. So I felt that was a really good advice. But even for me, Shuvi morning in particular, I get up, I take my bath like I'm going to work, I do all of that, I have my herbal tea in the morning, I make sure I have a nice cup of herbal tea. I make my sandwich from home. I put it in my vehicle. Before I get out of the vehicle to get in, I eat my sandwich. If I'm not ready to eat it before I leave the house, but I walk with my sandwich. I do that every year. I make my sandwich and I walk with it. I have it consumed. And I get into the van. So it's sometimes I even walk with a flask with herbal tea or kakao tea or something that I can have. So these are things that we can do too.
Yeah, but at the same time, Carlton, it's money-making season. Yes. For our vendors. I mean, we don't often have this great opportunity for people to get some money, extra money if they're doing vending. So people, I don't want to discourage people from buying from the vendors. That's not what we're saying.
No.
That's not what we're saying. But just to take the necessary precautions, and particularly maybe if you have certain requirements of your eating, you have certain requirements that you need fulfilled. If you're on certain medication, infection maybe, or you have certain allergies, or you know, you have sensitive, you tend to get gastrointestinal issues easily. Those are some of the things you have to be aware of and make preparation for, Carlton. As you're mentioning, you prepare in advance, you know, for the outing. But another thing too is to, I would say, a piece of advice that I use for myself is to purchase food that is freshly made, food that I see being prepared. You know, so you know, sometimes people have their frying their bakes right there, and you see the bakes are, you know, fresh, or the chicken is fresh, or whatever it is fresh. I prefer that than the stored food oftentimes. So just to be a little extra safe, if the food is freshly cooked right there on the spot, sometimes that's my go-to.
And at that time too, you really want to hydrate.
Ah, yes.
Electrolytes. Alcohol is not an electrolyte. It actually causes dehydration.
Yes.
So you'll find yourself peeing more because you're drinking a lot of alcohol. At the same time, you're sweating too. So you are more likely to get dehydrated. I remember being dehydrated one year at the Creole Music Festival, and it was one of the most sickening feeling I've ever experienced in my life. I really thought I was going to die. And it was dehydration. I never recognized how severe dehydration can affect someone. And so we want you to ensure that you drink lots of water. Coconut water can be used. You can have cane. Cane is good. It's a good electrolyte too. Let's take this caller. Good morning to you, caller. Good morning.
Good morning, Carlton.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. Good morning to Miss
Lucy.
Today.
Yes.
Good morning. Morning.
Something I do not eat. I eat out, but it's a restaurant with water clean, and I know the people during carnival time. I might go there. Might, if I don't cook one day, Monday or Tuesday. But the problem with me is never, and I've never done it, because Calypso is my line, and I go to Calypso show. Even when I used to go to Calypso show with Peter Snow, he died. He would buy his barbecue in the night during Calypso. I do not want it. Because it's not Malpali Carlton. Some of the barbecue grill. you maybe know what I want.
I know.
All that I remember in, so I cannot eat it. When come to eat by the road, the wind is blowing, the dust is costing, and I will not take a chance and buy not a big, not nothing. It's not that the person is not a clean person, but you are facing the wind, and it's blowing everything to you. So that is why I have years protecting myself from eating nothing by the road. My friends and them call me Kuparizo, I do always.
I understand that.
Because I've never gotten nothing from food. Nothing, thank God. Because I'm very careful where I eat and what I eat. Thank you, I'm listening.
You're welcome. Point taken too. You know, and so it's a choice that all of us will make at some point, and it is subjected to difference of opinion. But I was talking about hydration,
right?
You know, ensuring that you hydrate, that you drink lots of water, because
especially if you'll be on the road, you know, you know, jumping up in the heat,
especially 11 o'clock. That time in the morning when you're doing the parade, it can be really, really, and most people have very little clothing, so it can be very, very hot.
Right.
It would be a good thing for real to ensure that you have lots of water. You can have coconut water. You can have fruits. If you want to have fruits, you can have that. But you could do things like Gatorade or a Lucozade if you want something flavored. But we want to encourage people to have a lot of that. No one wants to be in a carnival band and your stomach starts to gripe you. It's a nightmare. No one, especially in Rosa, no one wants that experience. So you want to make sure, even before you leave home, you know, you do what you have to do. you sort of cleanse yourself and make sure you prepped and all of that, that you have no kind of accident.
No kind of emergency.
Yes, there are
sometimes you cannot tell, but
you just want to still think of that as well. It's not just getting up from the bed and just running in a van, especially if you're not in your community. You're not in your community. We want to make sure we remind you of that too. Let's take this caller. Pleasant morning to you. Happy Carnival. Good morning.
Good morning. That's my first time calling health program because normally I would be at work.
That's
so I cannot call the health program.
Yes, sir.
The previous caller is very food and eating and safety conscious. And I take her point. And that's where the environmental health department comes in. They should be working in those festive times, going around. I'm not against poor people or people making a living selling food by the road, but the environment health department should kick in to ensure that there's not, you know, food poisoning, fish poisoning, unsavory conditions in selling the food by the road. I would think that's the perfect time to give them overtime for working to ensure that the citizenry is safe. And I if I can call her name, Lucille, you made a valid point. And I want to say that I wish the Environmental Health Department is listening to Lucille and persons that are very concerned with the food handlers. Should they bring them into a workshop to give them a briefing on how to prepare food and things, but then to be compliance and enforcement and overseeing them on the carnival days and public events where they sell food. Good morning, Carlton Lando.
Good morning to you, my friend.
Your guest.
My co-host, Trudy Christian.
Trudy Christian, I do listen.
Yes. Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you. And I'm glad when people are conscientious about what they consume, where they consume that particular food. And I like when people have that, because you also want to think of cross-contamination as well.
Oh,
sometimes,
yes.
You know, very little utensils are available, and you could have the same, you know, one being used or shared. And again, that's where you talk about the allergies, the food allergies.
Right.
You know, so these are things that you want to be very conscious about. Wait, we have another caller, I suspect.
The lines are going,
Let's take this caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Good morning
to you, my dear. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning to my boy.
Good morning, my dear. Good morning.
Okay. The food handlers, Mike, they're having food handler session. I'm on the 29th. I attended the food handlers session. I'm not into food handling on a regular basis, but we're for group.
Yes.
So normally then we have in to sell our food. So we all have to go to the food handler session.
Yes.
Which I attended. And it's speaking to the people as to what they're supposed to do. They're showing them the picture there as what is supposed to happen. But a lot of them, I don't think they're just passing in one ear and it coming out in another. Because I asked one of the people that was hosting the session, do you all make go around and to check the people? They say they haven't got enough of them to go around to check the people. And another thing you will see people doing, using the same fork that used for the fresh chicken to go deal with the fried chicken, the barbecue chicken. I brought out another instance for them, which I saw a while. Somebody have a selling by the roadside. They are on your area, Carlton.
Okay.
They have roast planting, hot dog sausage and chicken on the same damn grill, which is a no-no. If you have to do that, it's supposed to have one up and one down grill, a two-tier grill to do that. And they're doing the same thing. I have to point out to them again, that person selling that food on the roadside there, the ground there, if you pass and you look at the ground, the oil still on the ground there, they're looking so damn black and dirty. Tell them to pour some Clorox. Another person pointed that out to them. So the young people, they're having the sessions. They're telling the people what to do. But I haven't got enough of them to go wrong, especially at this time, to really police the people. And all you're going to a meeting, they're telling all you what to do. All you are not children. At least, taking what they're telling all you and do what all you're supposed to do. But some of them is behind the money, and that is all they're concerned about. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you straight, my lunch, other carnival one day, Tuesday, only twice a year I did at KFC. I'll tell you that straight up.
Yes. And I know you, Sif.
That's the only two times I tell KFC, and not early in the morning. I have to go there rush hour. So a lot of the still chicken sell out. Have a blessed day.
Have a good day, too.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Carlton, I'm monitoring our Facebook live on, yes, on Q95 FM's Facebook page, and of course our comments. An environmental health officer is saying that they will be monitoring, mm-hmm, just clarifying that, but just reminding the vendors, she's reminding the vendors that they are a mirror of what they cook and sell. So, mm-hmm, you know, so the vendors themselves have to look, mm-hmm, the part, they're a mirror of what they cook and sell. And I wanted to also highlight another comment from our endocrinologist, Dr. Maxime Esprit. She's warning people over the next few days to take care of themselves, because she's had quite a hard time treating the high blood pressure, mm-hmm, and uncontrolled blood glucose levels after the Christmas season. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the good doctor is sending out a warning to the public to monitor their behavior, particularly if they have these diseases, hypertension, mm-hmm, and diabetes.
Very good points. Mm-hmm. We have some calls. Good morning to you. Happy Carnival. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, Carlton.
Good morning to you, miss.
Happy.
You may need to load on your radio TV. We're getting the feedback.
Load on the TV, away.
Thank you.
Yes. Please. Carlton, I was saying that people tend to be sharing food, and they have the food in their hand, scraping it with a fork or knife or fork. I said, that is wrong. You have to take a towel, a clean towel or a tissue, and hold the food.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when you speak to people, they get annoyed and they say, to compa with you. But that is not right. You should have a towel to hold the provision or whatever you are cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, they use one spoon for everything. There should be different spoons to, mm-hmm, use for different things.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am allergic to crab, and if you use that spoon in your crab thing, I cannot eat it.
Yes, yes.
So you see, people have to be careful what they do, and they should have a bowl with water around to rinse whatever they have.
Mm-hmm.
But these things, they don't take it into consideration. When you talk to them, they feel you are just not, you don't want them to sell, but that's not the way.
Yes.
You have to prepare the food properly, and get your hands washed properly before you serve people.
Mm-hmm. I get it. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Let's take this other caller. Happy Carnival. Good morning to you.
Carlton, good morning.
Good morning, teacher. How are you?
I am very happy. Good morning, my lady.
It's Christian.
Morning.
Okay. I'm glad that you are speaking about the precautions people should take during the carnival season. But, the food section is good. I am concerned as a teacher, and I've been in carnival for over 40 years. I'm not running mass anymore. About our children, that's what I'm concerned about. Why is it parents let their children loose on Mondays and Tuesdays in front of a band without a bigger brother or sister or another? Let me tell you, Carlton, if Dominica was Brazil, this children would be kidnapped. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. We should protect our children. You're sending them to jump up or whatever. Send them with an adult. I will say it until it happens. Send them with an adult. Children are not supposed to be in front of a band wooing in. Right? That is not carnival. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank, mm-hmm, you. You've, mm-hmm, heard it from the teacher. Mm-hmm. Parents who are listening, he's quite concerned about young children unsupervised in carnival bands and maybe some of the ways that they behave.
They behave, yeah.
You know? But truly you would have heard, I did not hear it directly, but I was told that the Prime Minister made some comments regarding the smoking of marijuana and some charge. Well, I don't know, somebody, other police or so, made some statements about that.
No, there's been some discussion, I think, from the National Security ministry and the minister, if I'm not mistaken, about the charge to be imposed for smoking in public spaces, which is very interesting because just in the, you remember the inter-secondary schools debate competition, that was a topic in round one that we had about the marijuana smoking, cannabis smoking in public spaces. And, you know, so there is discussion about the implementation or the enforcing of charges for that.
Yeah. Last year I got burnt by a cigarette. I was very, very angry that a cigarette burnt my arm in passing. And so, you know, that is really something that we've been seeing very, very prevalent within the past couple of years, the use of marijuana and cigarettes in the carnival ban, which is hazardous from a health standpoint, but even from an occupational health and safety standpoint, where you could have a fire. And so that is something that I would really want to see less of this carnival.
And of course, you remember the famous fire in the 60s, in the 70s, the Sensei, which caused the banning of the Sensei for quite some time. We do have Sensei back on the roads now. And so what you're saying is very important. If people are smoking, the Sensei is very flammable, you know, so that is a precaution that we should definitely, you know, be taking in terms of that.
We have more calls. Good morning to you. Happy Carnival. Good morning to you. Happy Carnival.
Captain, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you, sir. Good morning.
And good morning to your co-host.
Good morning.
Okay. Captain, those people that selling the food at the back of the curtain or the back of the walls or whatever they call it, that is very dangerous, Captain. I could recall one of those permanent restaurants in town. I went there and buy a food about after 3 minutes to fork out. And that day I chose pigtail soup and Carlton on top. Well, I was so hungry, my mind not focusing on how hot the food is or whatever. Carlton, the food is hot on top and cold underneath, if you understand what I'm saying. And Carlton, before I finished eat that food, Carlton, I had to rush in the washroom. And Carlton, I'm dying. Carlton, I am dying, Carlton. Carlton, I'm saying all that to say Dominicans, we Dominicans are eating dangerous food, Carlton, out there. Because the people and them will prepare how much food, so many different dishes and meals, and that all not sell. And Carlton, they put the others in a fridge or wherever they store it up and whatever, and next day it's back out for the people to consume, Carlton. That is very dangerous. And Carlton, that is why, from seeing that happen to me about 2 months ago, and from that, Carlton, I can never, never, never eat, as the lady say, or co-host say a while ago, Blue said, I prefer to eat a bakes on the side of the road or a bread and bull jaw. But those restaurants in Dominica are very dangerous, Carlton. I can say it for a fact because it happened to me. Trust me, Carlton, they are not clean. They are dangerous. Bye-bye, Carlton.
Thank you, caller. Thank you. Let's take this other caller. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Happy Carnival. Good morning, caller. We may have missed you. Okay, good morning to you, good morning to you, happy Carnival.
Yes, Carlton, it's just me again. And another thing the people are doing when they're selling drinks, especially now when you go places like the park, right? You can buy drinks in bottles.
Yes.
Some of them taking the glass for you, they holding it the top of the glass with their hands. And that's a no-no. That's a no-no. Last year I had a problem at KFC. I said, yeah, because they're giving me, you call them some drinks. Surely, I said, sweetheart, are you doing me there now? You know, not supposed to hold the glass up there. She looking at me. I told her, no, change the glass for me. Give me my glass, take it from the bottom and hold your, hold the glass. And give me my drink and hear your hand come out now. So she, mamsel, look at me, she could kill me. She would do it. And you know, my mouth big, it's large, so I'm not talking. So that is another problem. Again, I have the park, I need a drink, I leave and I go outside and I buy my beer in a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
If I want a wine, I'll bring my wine with me. I have enough wine, I can pour in a flask and bring it with me. I'll buy my beer outside in a bottle because the people have a bad habit. When they take in the glasses, so all of them can hear me and I say anything they're doing, they have to stop their dirty ways according to Mr. Alex. Hold the glass in the bottom. You're dealing with people, so now they're dealing with money, they're dealing with this kind of things. Please.
Thank you. Thank you, caller.
And Carlton, that brings up the topic of hand hygiene. And of course, this mm-hmm. is the season where we'll be in crowds. Mm-hmm. And so we must remember some of our hand hygiene rules from during the height of the COVID pandemic. There is still, of course, viruses circulating mm-hmm. like COVID itself and flu influenza viruses mm-hmm. as well. I understand the flu is being called nasty business, mm-hmm. this current version of, mm-hmm. of the influenza virus. Virus that's circulating. Hand hygiene is important for avoiding these sort of the spread of viruses as well. Mm-hmm. And the hand sanitizer we were accustomed of using at the height of the pandemic, you know, everyone had their little mm-hmm. hand sanitizer walking around with. I think it's recommended or it's a good practice mm-hmm. to also walk with your hand sanitizer in the festive season. You know, you can just sanitize your hands and if you handling food, etc., and you can do that as well. Sanitize your hands, and the consumer can sanitize as well if they hand sanitizer.
Definitely, and that's a good point that you've raised. You know, or you can also walk with the portable wipes. There are wipes mm-hmm. that contains 75% to 95% alcohol mm-hmm. as well. You can use. Let's take this caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, very good program.
Thank you.
Yeah. I would like to make an appeal to the young people to do.
Yes.
Smoke at your home. Don't go in the pan with a joint. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
Short good answer. Appeal, yes. Yeah. We have another caller. Caller, good morning.
It's an interesting program, and I must call back. I'm two women I love on radio. Listen to me, I love on radio. It's Blue and Lucille. You just say it like it is.
Yes.
It don't mix matters. Anyway, let's get to the carnival organizers and planners and the Roseau City Council should put the bins where you could go to, urinate and use your feces, stretch the area, and it need to be labeled. I see after Carnival Roseau like a pee-pee scent area we are in most places. So I'm hope the carnival planners are listening mm-hmm. and put the receptacles for people to pee and use in strategic areas and make sure that people are aware of where it is, because at the end of Carnival, you don't want to pass in certain streets and location in Roseau. Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. Mm-hmm, that's a good mm-hmm, point. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you even see number two there.
Mm.
I have seen that, too. So sometimes it's just really a mess. Let's take this caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Lando, blessed day. What's up?
Good morning to you, my friend. I'm doing quite well.
God bless. Who are you saying that bulging out there this morning?
The beautiful Miss Christian.
Blessings, good morning. Blessings.
Blessings. I say. Anyway, Kalti, I want you to do something for me. You know, a lot of us, we are hiding, and where people help is concerned. I have my son there, Kalti, and he have a problem with perspiration. What can you recommend? What can you mix? I really want you to, because months I say I have to check you, and every time it's slipping me. This morning, the modimo pakalo bide. Carlton, you understand that?
I need your number, so I could call you direct. I'll call you. No, I wouldn't tell you on the radio.
245-44-44-29.
I'll call you.
So, Kalti, I want you to do something for me, all right?
I'll call you.
Mm-hmm. Kalti, let me say something. Carlton, I feeling, you know, when there is lawlessness from the very top, it trickles to the bottom. For years, I'm hearing about underage children. Now you find children looks like adults.
Mm-hmm.
But there is no recommendation where the people that are selling the alcohol would ask for an ID, something to verify that, yes, you are of age for me to sell your beer.
Mm-hmm.
And these young guys, they're big, so they go to get the, they want you to put that in a paper bag for them. So they're drinking alcohol from a bottle in a paper bag. But the police, I think what they focus on is the breakable bottles. I think for years I've watched it. They would really come and tell you, no, you cannot have the breakable bottle. You would have to drink it or take it back to the bar, ask for a glass or something. I think they're more focused on that aspect of safety. But if you meet children that are drunk, Carlton is supposed to do some investigation. You're supposed to have a branch of the police, whether it is women and men or whatever, to deal with those young people, try to find out the where the source of where they get that alcohol and charge those people. I mean, I hear them talking about guys smoking marijuana in the public and all of that. They want to charge them, I think, 1,005 and all of that. But what about the people that are selling alcohol to young children? They just look big, but they're just children. So I don't know who that can reach. I'm just sounding an alarm because it is frightening to see the amount of young children that are drunk, Carlton, for years during carnival time and during other activities, how they get in the alcohol. So something needs to be done with some ideas, like in America and other places. You do not sell alcohol to minors because you can be asked some big money. So the 1,005 they're asking the young men that's smoking in the public or $5,000, I don't know. I hope they can put a $200,000 on people that sell alcohol to minors. Make sure these children have no access to alcohol. And when they finally get it, you have to find an adult that is responsible. They give them to go and buy it or something. Make somebody pay, Carlton. Thank you. Blessed
day. Thank you. Thank you, caller. Thank you. Trudy, I wanted to, you know, switch gears a little. There have been a lot of fets, as we said, happening. It's like every other night there is a fet. And
every
there is, you know, maybe something happening in your local community, a lapu cabrit on the road and a high fire playing on the road, and you're going to bed very, very late. And you have to get up to go to work or to go to somewhere. And many people are sleep deprived. They have not been getting adequate rest. The quality of sleep is not where it's supposed to be. And we want to encourage you of the importance of having adequate rest and relaxation. Yes, it is the festive season. Yes, there are many, many events to attend, but you want to be wise. You want to be prudent. You want to recognize, okay, you know, I cannot kill fats. There are some that I have to miss or I cannot attend because I need to resuscitate my energy. I need to give back my body that energy and that and because when you're not relaxed, it's not just your organs are also working as well. So you're overworking your organs. So the importance of rest, sleep, relaxation, that is very...
Yeah, Carlton, and it's almost trendy. I mean, you'll see the memes that circulate about sleep. What is that, you know, during the carnival season? Or, you know, I don't need sleep. But we have to be aware, and especially, you know, as responsible adults, of the impairment of our judgment that occurs when we are not well-rested. You know, if you are an adult that is responsible for driving, and especially driving other people... and you are dead tired, you run the risk of getting into a vehicular accident because your capability to drive at that point is impaired. So we need to make some sacrifices. As you said, we cannot kill fit. I like that saying. And if you know you have certain responsibilities, you need to drive a long distance home, or you need to, as you said, Carlton, maybe go to work the next day. You're responsible for something important the next day. Make a sacrifice and leave early or take out one of the activities in your lineup so that you can get some rest. I think that is just, you know, being practical.
Yes, so we want to remind you of that. Sunscreen. That is very, very important. Sunburn
is a thing.
Yes, it is a thing.
For black people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I have had it in the past. It can be really, really be painful. You feel your skin is totally, it just begins to peel out, and it's sore and it hurts. And so you want to protect your skin, get skin sunburn blockers. The lotions are available. The sunscreen lotions are available at all of the pharmacies. At Jolly's Pharmacy, of course, you can get the different percentages you have for children as well. So ensure that you not just hydrate, but protect your skin too.
Carlton, at Jolly's, what is the, do you know, do you remember the price range of your sunscreen?
Most
sunscreens
of them
that are available?
Might be within the teens, like 17, okay. Less than $20.
Okay, so for $20, yeah, you get the opportunity to protect your skin, because you really, sunburn is really painful. It can be really painful. And I also want to advise people on that skin protection issue to, if you're going to be in the band, in a carnival band or whatever, and you're wearing a costume, to also, yes, you're protecting your arms, legs, those exposed parts of your body, but your face, remember to protect your face and your eyes as well, as it relates to maybe wearing sunglasses,
a hat.
Right. Mm-hmm. Those are very important areas to protect from the sun. So I know there is this saying, and that's why I said for black people, there is this thing about, you know, black people, we don't get burned. We don't need sun protection, but that is absolutely false. Our skin is susceptible to being burnt from the sun as well. So we really need to take precaution in that regard.
Mm-hmm. Unsafe sex.
Mm.
That's another area that is always sensitive to some people. But we ought to be responsible.
Right.
We ought to be responsible. What you would not have done in your sort of quote-unquote conscious state, you should not do when you're not. Like particularly you might be intoxicated, your judgment might be impaired. You want to be very careful, because STIs, they are here on Ireland. We're not peculiar to the point where, oh, it's an American thing, oh, it's a France thing. They are not here. Yes, we have herpes, we have syphilis, we have gonorrhea,
chlamydia.
We have chlamydia, we have
HIV,
we have human papillomavirus. They are all here. Mm-hmm. We're not saying every person has it, but you just never know. And so you want to protect yourself if you are going to involve in anything sexual during the holiday period, the carnival period. You want to protect yourself. And I should say too, that the morning after pill is available, yes, it may prevent you from getting pregnant, but it will not protect you against a sexually transmitted infection.
Yeah.
So especially for the young demographic, they would often know of the morning after pill, but when it comes to the protection against a sexually transmitted disease, they oftentimes feel, well, maybe the morning after pill may protect me from that too.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. It will not protect
you
against an STI.
Carlton, some of the bands, I can't name which one, but I know some costume bands started giving condoms in the packets that they would give. People would feel maybe it's an encouragement of sexual, to engage in sexual behavior, have sex. But I feel it is a very good practice.
Yeah.
Before, I don't know if this is still, and I have not observed it at any of the shows I've attended for this season, but the HIV/AIDS prevention unit would be on board at some of the Calypso shows I used to attend before, or even at the tent, with the sexual health education little booth, distributing condoms as well,
lubricants,
right? Mm-hmm. And you know, I haven't seen it this year. I'm not saying it hasn't happened, but I just haven't seen it. But it's very good to give people the tools to protect themselves and not just advise them to protect themselves. Mm-hmm. So, you know, using a condom is one way to make sure that you protect yourself against a possible sexually transmitted infection. Although there are some sexually transmitted infections that can be obtained from touch.
That's true.
And not through, you know,
like HPV.
Mm-hmm. And not through actual, you know, through full sexual penetration. So, you know, it's still a risk, but the condoms can protect, I think, about 90-something% mm-hmm. Protection there.
Your ears and the high-powered speakers, particularly young children, babies. Sometimes I see women, men with babies
in the band. Close
to those speakers. You know, you want to be cautious. You want to be responsible in that, you know, that type of behavior, because, yeah, it can really, really affect you. Even for me, sometimes you leave the carnival band and maybe even mere hours after, you're still hearing some ringing in your ears. So much as for a baby or a young child, a toddler that you have in the band exposed to these high-powered speakers and for long periods of time, you want to be cautious. I see we have a few callers. Let's take this one. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Yes, Carlton, it's me again.
Yes, ma'am.
I was just speaking about babies. Carlton, babies should never close inside of a band. I've seen it on the shoulder of either their father or their mother. A baby inhaling dust and all those kind of things inside of a barn. People, if all you haven't got anybody to take care of your baby, stay with your baby if you love your baby. But that is not right for a baby to be inside of that thing. Apart from the noise, all those kind of pieces and everything, the dirty dust. Oh, my God. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So we really want to, again, sound the alarm to protect your child and try to maybe not have your toddler baby in the carnival band. Again, they are more susceptible to communicable infections, particularly with their immune system being compromised
weaker.
Mm-hmm. You know, you really want to keep them out of that. Let's take this other caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, well, Mr. Carlton, I feel after carnival, the street should be washed, flushed down, hosed down, because some of the streets stink of urine.
Yes.
And it's unhealthy for people and tourists alike.
Yes.
I feel they should be flushing down the areas where the bands are passing.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, caller.
Right.
And that's a good point that you've raised. I think I've seen them done that before, the firemen. I've seen them done that before. Watch your speed. Yeah. That time of year, bumper to bumper traffic, lots of people are intoxicated. You see a lot of craziness, lots of craziness on the road, rentals. Some people don't know the road very well.
Mm-hmm.
Many people are speeding. They are speeding tired. They're speeding intoxicated, loud music, fellows on bike, on scooter, and the list goes on. Let's be conscientious. Let us treat each other as we would want to be treated. And let's recognize that the road is not only us on the road.
Mm-hmm.
The road is not only yours. And your error can maybe protect you, but can cause somebody to be injured or even die.
Right.
By the nonsense that many people do on the road. And I've seen it.
And Carlton, this is the time to also drive defensively. So
that's
you
true.
Might not be intoxicated, you might not be speeding, but you have to be aware at carnival time that these things, you know, can happen. So you have to be super defensive in your driving. You have to make sure you take it easy. You know, people want to overtake you or whatever. You take it very, very easy. During carnival time, you really have to be defensive as a driver. You really, really have to.
And that's a good point. And even to knowing your vehicle.
Right.
Knowing the vehicle that you drive in. Is that vehicle, when last it was serviced or checked? Are your brakes working very well? Are your hand brakes working well? Do you have, you know, all of your oil and your brake fluid and all of these things are well checked.
Now your tires bald.
Yeah, because sometimes people just, you know, you borrow a partner car, mm-hmm. you don't know much about it. Yeah, and bam, you end up into a major accident. So you really want to be cautious with these, you know, driving other people's vehicle and not knowing much about that vehicle. And even your own vehicle, making sure that your tires, the bolts are checked, and you know your tires are solid, and they still have some grip. That is very, very important. Very, very important. It's the carnival season. We know lots of activities. Many thousands and thousands of people will be on the streets. We want you to be careful. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll be right back. We just realized we didn't take a break as yet.
Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, join. Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With Health Vibes, every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health Vibes, education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting, lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando, with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan Defo and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
Introducing Jolly's Pharmacy, brand new website, www.jollys.dm. It's your time to jump the line. Shop now at jollys.dm and have your items delivered in the comfort of your office. No more standing in line. No need to use your lunch hour to shop. Hassle-free shopping, safe and secure. Jollys.dm features rush delivery, 1 hour. In-store pickup, regular delivery, 5 p.m. Cut-off time, 4 p.m. It's your time to jump the line. Visit us at www.jollys.dm. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With Health Vibes, every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health Vibes, education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting, lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando, with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan Defo and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
So we're back with you. And one of the areas that particularly lots of women have highlighted is having drinks unsupervised.
Mm-hmm.
You're drinking a beverage or somebody offers you a drink, and your back is turned, you did not see how it was opened, they brought it to you, you don't know if that drink was added or anything was added to that drink. Particularly with women, that is something too that you want to be very, very cautious with. We've seen situations like that before where women were taken advantage of because of a drink that was tinted with something. So if you are offered a drink, preferably as a female, you want to ensure that you're right there, you can see, you know who is giving you that drink, if the person is a trusted friend, you know. But if it's a total stranger or somebody that you know as a mere acquaintance or someone that you just barely know, you really, really want to be careful in accepting a drink, particularly if it's unsupervised. For those people who smoke, that is also applicable too, because some of the cigars can be laced with more than what it says that's in there. And so you want to be very careful with that you are not given a cigar, whether it's in a marijuana bottle or a cigarette itself, that is laced with another drug that you can end up having a psychotic effect, or what we call a psychosis, where you might even be hallucinating or be delirious. And so you want people to be conscious of these things too, because we see that happening.
Carlton, I think that those particular circumstances highlight the need, the necessity, particularly during this type of festive season, for us to be our brother's keeper. Mm-hmm. You know, we always say, go out for ladies in particular, you go out with a trusted yes. group. Don't be alone in certain circumstances, because things like, you know, people lacing your drink, or if you're with a trusted group, you somebody can look out for you in those particular situations. And also, two callers earlier mentioned the exposure of children in carnival situations, and that also brings up the need for parents to be particularly strong with their parenting during the carnival season. I remember when I was young, I was allowed to go for an hour, and my mother would be in a particular location, I had to check back in. I am talking about as a teenager. When I say when I was young, as a teenager. So I get a 1 hour and then I have to check back in, and then if everything is okay, another hour and check back in. But there was always checks. There were always checks. So, you know, friends, if you're young adults and you're going out, you know, a group of friends responsible for each other is a good idea. If you are a young person, parents have to be involved in making sure that you are safe.
Right. Because you are more likely, that time you are more likely taken advantage of. Somebody might want to disrespect you, particularly if you are intoxicated and you don't have much control of yourself, particularly as a young female. You really want to be cautious. And for the adults, let us be accountable, and let us really show how responsible we are in the way that we manage the affairs of our children. I see we have a caller. Let's take this one.
Caller, good morning. We lost that caller.
Good morning, caller. Okay. Feel free to call back. We just have about 2 more minutes before we wrap up today.
So
it's the carnival weekend. It's the carnival week. And we're talking carnival. Good morning to you, caller.
Carlton.
Yes, sir.
Nice to meet you.
Yes, sir.
I like what you and Tracy is talking about. And the word there, Carlton, the key word for Monday and Tuesday for the children is supervision. Supervision. That's the key word. But Carlton, you see, people like me, I was in Harlem for many years, like months. I never make anybody pour drink for teacher before. I walk with my bottle and I pour my drink myself in my bottle. Nobody give me drink. That is why I want you to. Thank you.
yes. But Trudy, it is a packed weekend, as we said. We really want all of our, you know, our people to be safe, to ensure that you adhere to the laws of the land. That is very, very important as well. Adhere to the laws of the land. Ensure that you have your valid driver's license and insurance in your vehicle. That's very, very important. Dress appropriately. Be on safeguard. Make sure everything is secured at your home. You have the stove off. It might be even good to just take off the head of the cylinder. make sure that your iron didn't stay on. Put your outside lights on as well. Have some music playing in your house. Release your dogs if you can. Release them. Ensure that your children are safe. Ensure that they're safe. And even if you are leaving the children home, be very, very mindful who supervises your children.
Good point.
You know, because at that time too, many children can get sexually exploited and abused.
Good point.
I see we have, let's just take these 2 calls before we go quickly. Good morning to you, caller. Be very, very short. Good morning.
Yes, I'm very short. Let me thank you and Trudy for having this great program before the carnival season.
Thank you. Thank
I'm
you
not
so much.
Jumping up. Calypso final alone I go to.
Yes.
But that was a good program.
Thank you.
Keep on the good way.
Thank you so much. I think we had another caller.
Yes.
We had another caller.
Yeah, I think we lost that caller.
Yes. All right.
But Carlton, I wanted to just interject, you know, as we signing out here. Do not do anything you will regret. Mm-hmm. Think about, yes, you want to enjoy yourself, but you want to be able to on Ash Wednesday. Still be able to hold your head high, you know, still be able to go forward with life as you knew it before. You don't want to do anything or put yourself in a position that will cause you to be regretful on Ash Wednesday. Uh-huh. And that is something that we always, always, always have to be mindful of. No regrets mm-hmm. on Ash Wednesday.
Particularly in light of social media.
Oh, yes.
And the very smartphone.
Oh,
those
yes.
Phones are always out.
Always out.
Always out looking mm-hmm. to see what mm-hmm. it catches.
Mm-hmm.
And so you might be so intoxicated and take off your penis somewhere
mm-hmm.
and think you know, and voila, it is all over the world.
All on the internet, right.
So you want to be very, very careful with every action that happens. And, you know, and remember too that for you as the head of the state college right now mm-hmm. and your students.
Mm-hmm. That's why I said that for myself, but for them too.
Yes.
You know, for our young people in particular and you know, a reminder to the students of the Dominica State College, there are classes on Ash Wednesday. You want to be able to come to school on Ash Wednesday and you know you have spent the season well and there's nothing out there on you that somebody can, you know, blackmail you with, somebody can damage your reputation with. You want to have no regrets come Ash Wednesday.
And the fact is too, we are all brand.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to take care of your brand, you know, and so be very conscientious, be very, very, very much alert and be responsible. So we have to leave you at this time. Have a safe and happy carnival. Take care of yourself. And as we said, don't do anything that is going to embarrass you. Again, as always, your health is indeed your greatest resource. Preserve it. Have a good morning, everybody, and take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Você la flapou no essa você la flapou no essa você.